The aftermath of Hurricane Katrina is far from the only instance of official confusion regarding martial law. Official Army history says that martial law has only ever been declared once in the United States, a puzzling claim, given that the Army's own 2010 field manual says martial law has existed four times. And even this enumeration is an error. Martial law was also declared on parts of the West Coast in 1942 after the Japanese attack. And there are other cases where governors have lawfully declared a state of martial law during labor strikes in the 1800s and early 1900s, in San Francisco after the 1906 earthquake, in 1933 after the North Dakota Capitol was burned down by protesters, and in Phoenix City, Alabama in 1954 after the murder of a reform-minded candidate for state attorney general. And it's not just the military that is confused. The Department of Justice in a 2003 briefing says that there have been two cases of martial law being imposed on U.S. territory. On U.S. territory, not on U.S. territory, during wartime, or in limited and temporary instances, declared by the federal government or declared by a governor? There seems to be no rhyme or reason why some instances are included and others are not. Perhaps one reason that historians and writers can't agree on a specific number of martial law cases is that there is no constitutional definition. There is no direct reference to martial law in the book. And though the Supreme Court has interpreted Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, Congress has the power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, and Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1, the President shall be the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States, to allow for a declaration. And though the courts have generally accepted the premise of martial law, every presidential declaration that has ever been made has been controversial, questioned, or legally challenged. Even in July 1861, when Congress ratified some of the martial law provisions declared by President Abraham Lincoln.